I live in Brooklyn, and I like to play a game with my girlfriend where whenever we go to like the supermarket, I try to think of something that I could yell to her that will make people think that she is crazy. And we were at the supermarket, and I was by the shopping cart, and she was maybe like 20 feet from me, and I yelled to her, "You know what? I am going to get toilet paper. I don't think it's a waste." And you could see everybody look at her like she's some crazy toilet paper vegan. With her weird damp rag from the 1920s. I stayed at a hotel in Boston, and I had to make an hour-long call on a landline to New York City. And I didn't know how much it would cost. When I was checking out, I was like, "Oh, how much was my phone call?" And the woman at the desk was like, "Oh, it was $66. That is crazy. That would be reasonable if that's how much it costs to make a phone call the day after they invented the phone. Then you'd be like, yeah, that sounds like magic. I would absolutely pay that." If a hotel wants money that badly, then they should just charge for everything. They should just charge for, like, to use the bathroom in your own hotel room. I've certainly been in a situation where I really need to use the bathroom, and I'll go into a business, and I'm like, "Can I use the bathroom?" And they're like, "Oh, sorry, it's for customers only." And then I'll be like, "Fine, I'll have a Honda Civic." Every fall, I go to Provincetown on Cape Cod with some friends from college. And for those of you who don't know, Provincetown is very, very Boston-y, and it's also very, very gay. And I heard a guy who maybe had the best accent I've ever heard in my life, and it was 60% Boston and 40% gay. And he just kind of went, "I don't have a fucking windbreaker to wear on my whale watch." I was like, "You're perfect, sir." I wanted to, like, shrink him and put him in my pocket so that anytime I felt sad, I'd just open it up and he'd be like, "I'm going to make a kale salad with cranberries." A lot of people ask me if I ever try jokes out on Twitter, and I don't. But I do try them on LinkedIn. It is a truly dumb but really fun thing to say. I did a show in Northampton, Massachusetts, and there was an article where they interviewed this comic, and they misquoted him. He had said, you know the famous saying, comedy is tragedy plus time. It's very popular. They had quoted him as saying that comedy is tragedy plus timing. That's a radically different idea. Comedy is tragedy plus time is like in World War I, they used to use mustard gas, but now that's something you get at a deli. Comedy is tragedy plus timing is like the idea that yesterday I found out that my friend got Lou Gehrig's disease. That's timing. I was flying from Austin to back to New York, and I was buying a neck pillow at the airport. And the guy at the counter was like, "Oh, if you get one neck pillow is $17.99, but if you get two, it's only $20.99." And I said, "I would absolutely do that if I had two necks." We had a great laugh. The guy behind me loved it. He was like, "What do you call what you just did?" Literally never heard anyone kid around in public.